It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out Radio Show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard throughout the tri-state area. Listen on the radio at kntrtalk.com and the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When the sweat hogs were cut in class, Mr. Carter longed for the Horshack laugh. Who did he turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Astute Speak Out listeners also know that when the disco world looked for a John Travolta body double, there was only one choice.
Yo, Paulie!
No. This world-renowned, white-suited John Travolta look-alike has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only... He's only mortal, folks. Paul Lavoie.
And when it's done, believe it, I will yell it from that.
All right, thank you very much, Kid Rock. Welcome to the show. It is Friday, May 20th, 2022. Man, I haven't seen you in, I don't know, how
months.
Long?
It's been months.
I don't, are you, yeah, just put your mic up just a tad. There you go.
It's been months.
Terrence Con Cannon, President and CEO at Go Lake Havasu, welcome to the show.
Thank you, always a pleasure.
I used to get my heavy metal fix like every month, and now it's like every quarter?
Yeah, now you're doing Kid Rock. What happened?
What's going on with that? What do you mean? No, I've always opened up with Kid Rock.
I know, just
kidding. Temporarily had to go to the Twisted Sister during the heat of the war in Ukraine. I don't know if you heard, but the Ukrainians adopted We're Not Gonna Take It as their fight song. Not their national anthem or anything, just a battle cry. So, I mean, who better to steal a song from than Dee Snider, right?
Now, if you see me walking around the city in a blue shirt, you'll see the in Ukrainian on the back, something that I can't repeat on the air about Putin.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, Con Cannon's not Ukrainian or anything like that, right?
No.
It's probably Scottish or maybe
it's
Irish.
Irish.
Irish. Yeah. Okay, perfect. I had a Con Cannon as a teacher at J.D. Smith Junior High School in North Las Vegas. Her name was Joy Con Cannon. Her brother played, he was a center for the UNLV football team.
Wow.
Yeah. So, anyway, kind of a common name, kind of not. It just depends on if you've ever crossed that path in your life, right?
Right.
So,
right.
There you go. And you, of course, are Columbus, Ohio. Is that right?
Well, not originally. Originally from Seattle, but I came here from Columbus, Ohio, yes.
Seattle. Yep. Oh, no. Yep. Oh, no. That might be a deal breaker because
nope.
Of the Seahawks.
Greatest city in the world.
You know, I played soccer there. I really enjoyed it there back when I was a kid. Anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. Terrence, of course, making his comeback here on Speak Out. His radio comeback. Yeah.
Very exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. And Mike Bonney will be here as well at the bottom of the hour. I'm gonna play some different music towards the end of Mike Bonney's segment, and I might get a lot of hate emails on that. Cause you know what an earwig is?
Mm-hmm.
Like when you play a song that's gonna stick in someone's
head.
Oh, you
mean an earworm.
An earworm,
yeah.
An earwig, yeah. I don't know. I'm gonna play a song that'll probably stick in our listeners' head or heads. Collectively for a couple days.
What? Don't worry, be happy.
No. You're not even going to pull it out of me. Not at all. So anyway, folks, if you missed the interview with District 4 County Supervisor Jean Bishop yesterday, she's hosting a countywide community meeting regarding our waterways and related recreation challenges, starting with Lake Mead, where South Cove and Temple Bar are, downriver to Lake Mojave, and finally a look at how the current water level situation might affect Lake Havasu. Bureau of Reclamation will give basic overview and then discuss the reduced flows to Lake Mead regarding hydroelectric power generation needs. that have affected water releases from Lake Powell. Understanding the water level has dropped in Lake Mead drastically and will continue to drop, National Park Service will discuss the short-range plan and the long-term plan should this drought continue. And that meeting is Wednesday at 5:30 in the County Administration Building Auditorium. Of course, the Supervisor's Chambers, as some people call it, and live on YouTube. So go to the county's YouTube page if you're interested. Hit the subscribe button, and as with anything you subscribe to on YouTube, you'll get that notification in your phone when that meeting's about to start so you don't miss it. Or you can go back and watch it post-mortem, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I call meetings. After the meeting.
Good title.
The post-mortem. Yeah. So, anyway, very important issue, and there's also a meeting tomorrow in Meadview at 10 a.m. That's more of a community meeting about that issue. They're having a heck of a time launching boats at South Cove and at Temple Bar, mm-hmm. and it's really affecting the rental business
right.
as far as watercraft goes. So, right. yeah, very very tough situation as they try to figure out the water levels in Lake Powell. It's just affecting everybody downstream.
So. Right.
Anyway, let's talk about the...
Barrels in Lake Mead.
Go Lake Havasu. yeah. Man, you should see some of the Facebook texts I got on that, being a native Las Vegan.
Mm-hmm.
Holy moly, who do you think it is?
Yeah,
duh. Right?
Yeah.
No, like as in, like I might know the person.
Oh, I see.
We all knew, everybody knew everybody back in the day.
Right.
So, you know, it was, I mean.
I think we all know how they got there in the first place, though, without even thinking about it too much.
Yeah, I worked for an attorney that represented Anthony Spilotro.
Right.
You know, and it wasn't Mayor Goodman either, or Oscar Goodman back in the day.
Watch out, you're going to be next.
Yeah, right. So, anyway, you know, it's been so long since you've been here. You weren't even here before the Desert Storm Street Party.
No.
How did all that go?
Oh, it went fantastic. It was really good. You know, it seems like COVID is forever ago, but it really isn't. And people are still so excited to get together that we're seeing record numbers at, you know, the events that we have every year. And so it's really, really good.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's it. No problems with gasoline, boats, the current situation?
No, I think there were a few little problems. I'm not too, I'm not of understanding of what they were, but I think that the problems themselves, any problems were, you know, few and far between. So I think the whole event was a success.
Right. You know, speaking of that situation and tourism, are you seeing any problems down the road when it comes to, summer travel, high gas prices, and tourism in Lake Havasu City?
Well, in terms of our tourism continues to set record levels as we move forward. But there is a concern. In fact, I know that midweek, our hotels aren't as strong as they should be. Simply, nothing's going to keep them from coming on the weekend. But if they have to choose, you know, to cut some costs, they might cut a day, you know, and come on Thursday instead of Wednesday in order to save that kind of fuel cost. It's not so much the cars coming here. You know, people are used to that. But if you got a boat, then you really have to think about the fuel cost. So I think that's again. But you and I both know that if you've got a boat, you've probably got some money and some resources. So, you know.
I would imagine, and I've said this before on the show, that the gas stations here from a tourism angle are doing pretty well because the price is so much lower than where our tourists are coming from.
Right. And I guarantee you they look that up before they get here. So
absolutely.
They feel pretty comfortable coming here, yeah.
Yeah, at least they know when they're broke or next to broke, they'll have gas to get home, right?
Right. Well, plus, you know, it's Southern California. It's only 4 hours away, so you couldn't pick a better place to come and still be responsible with the gas prices.
But it's those people that are pulling the trailers. They might be pulling toy haulers, boat trailers,
yep.
That sort of thing. That eats gas.
My brother and his wife are going touring through Utah right now for a month, and they planned it in January. And by March, he told me that his prices had gone up $800 just based on the gas because it's a massive RV. But so, yeah, it's a huge concern
Holy
to a lot of people that come visit here.
Okay, so that said, Terrence, are people In the literature that you're reading, you know, the articles, I'm sure most of that is tourism based nationwide. Are people going to be taking shorter trips this summer?
Yeah, I think we'll actually see the goodness from this. People will be taking shorter trips. Those that maybe were thinking about, you know, driving, let's say to Yellowstone, may not be doing that, and they may just, okay, we're going to do a larger trip. Let's just go to Havasu or, you know, some places 3 to 4 hours away. So that's where we really win by being in centrally located between Las Vegas, Southern California, and Phoenix.
Right. I think we already benefit. This is just my opinion on the airlines being, I think they're, you know, almost overreacting. Not from the TSA standpoint, but that's a big enough delay. And then you have the question of, do I have to wear a mask? And, you know, depending on the airline. And I think we benefit that way too.
And they've got gas issues too, so their prices are also going up. So
right.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, yeah.
We benefit from that completely.
That's a really good point. Southwest is no longer, you know, a bargain, so to speak, because of those jet fuel prices.
Right. Yeah, I'm flying to Ohio next weekend, and even though I did it early, it wasn't as bad, but I've looked at the prices now, you know, moving forward in the summer.
What was the increase?
About $200.
Each way or round trip?
Round trip.
Round trip from Vegas?
Yeah, from Vegas to Columbus, yeah.
Wow, no kidding. All right, so let's see, what else? You were going to tell me about the tourism awards.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago, we finally, you know, after we started the tourism awards in 2019, and then COVID hit, so we didn't hold them for 2 years. But we started this year again, and we gave 3 awards, and Scott Barrett at the Nautical won the Rising Star Award. Lisa Benz of That Dane Bar, have you ever been there?
It's Which
a,
one?
That Dane Bar. It's a bar for dog lovers and dog owners.
No, I haven't.
Well, we were very excited to get, and I'll probably get teary-eyed here a little bit, but she has a visionary business partner named Rogue, who was her dog who passed away in December.
Oh.
Yeah, really good boy, and but she won the Spirit of Tourism Award, and she got so many nominations. We were so happy that she won. And she also got a nice article in Dog Park Magazine throughout the country. So, and the Tourism Professional of the Year was Harriet McLaren of Burgers by the Bridge. Now, I know you've eaten at Burgers by the Bridge.
I did on my birthday.
Did you really?
Yeah, we have a birthday.
That's good stuff.
We have a birthday lunch here, and I had never eaten there before. You know, odd enough.
Right.
So I said, yeah, let's do Burgers by the Bridge. And I'll tell you what, I had a fish sandwich there.
I did too.
The fish burger, fish sandwich, that's phenomenal.
Oh, I know. I can't eat burgers because I'm a veggie, but yeah, I've had their fish sandwich, scrumptious.
Oh, yeah. It's just an amazing size patty or piece of halibut.
Oh, yeah. It's the size of a panfish.
It was cod or halibut. I can't remember what they were using. So, yeah. And then TripAdvisor, I was lurking your Facebook. I was stalking. Not yours, but
right.
Stalking.
Thank you.
Go Lake Havasu's Facebook. And TripAdvisor has a list of top outdoor activities, and I guess Lake Havasu City ended up on that list.
Yeah, we sure did. Yeah, we get a lot of really, really good press about Lake Havasu, because when people come here, they leave with smiles on their faces, and they want to tell people. You know, when I was in the hotel industry, if we ever got a TripAdvisor review, it was always somebody saying, well, this didn't go so right, because people, if they're going to open their mouths, they're going to complain most of the time. But it's really nice when somebody opens their mouth and says something really nice about it.
Tourism's a lot like radio, huh?
Yeah, it sure is.
All right. Yeah, and we should play off of that. Burgers by the Bridge was actually mentioned in the Arizona Republic.
Yes, it was. It was. Roger Naylor did a nice article about great places to eat with good food and great views. And quite frankly, could you have a better view than sitting down at Burgers by the Bridge in our beautiful bridge and the Bridgewater Channel? Fantastic.
Right. That restaurant, the chair, all of those in that area.
Oh, yeah, and such good restaurants down there.
You were saying, I'll even do a drop for Papa Leone's.
Yep.
Because if you want to find Terrence at around lunchtime,
yep,
is that a spoiler alert, or did you want to be alone?
No, that's fine. I just pop in there and pop out, so if they see me, they'll be lucky.
Having a slice of pie.
So good.
The once-a-week thing. Terrence can get away with it. Me, no way. No way. Not when you're cherub-like like I am. So there you go. All right, let's take a short break.
John Travolta.
I'm going to go. Yeah, the John Travolta body double, right? The abuse I take. What are you going to do? How about some Blue Oyster Cult? City's on Flame.
Love it. Love it.
Back with more in a moment. Stay with us. I'm Paul Lavoie. I'm just going to play some Blue Oyster Cult for the rest of the hour. How's that
sound?
Sounds
great. Sounds great.
Sounds better than us.
We'll just sing along.
Us schmucks, huh?
Yes.
Exactly. All right. Speak Out brought to you in part by the team at Mojave Mortgage, also Patio Paradise, SamsGuns.com, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, and Springberg Wealth Management. And I don't know if you know this, I'm pretty sure Terrence knows this, but our show archives are at KNTRTalk.com.
That's right.
Under the Speak Out tab, probably the last 30 days or so. And then the Lake Havasu City app, are you familiar with that?
I am.
Do you have it in your phone?
I do not.
You do not?
No.
Well, if you get it, it says Conservative Talk Radio, and it's just Speak Out. It's all Speak Out archives under that little link. And all the way back to like October.
Wow.
But yeah, you can download that off of the Google Play and Apple iStore, the Lake Havasu City app. And we'll have Alyssa Zawisa on, I believe she's scheduled for, next Wednesday. We'll have her on at 11:30. And we'll talk about the Havasu Skates event also.
Very cool.
Yeah, you've heard about that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know where that is?
I do not.
It's somewhere in Sarah Park, one of the lesser used areas there.
Right.
There's a lot of areas, area A, B, C, whatever. Anyway, and Havasu Skates again this month, and I guess they're getting really good participation with
that.
That's
what I've
heard. With roller skating, skateboarding I think is allowed there too. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they're having a lot of fun. Speaking of music, like we were, there's an album about Havasu you were telling me?
Yeah, there's this cat named David Bazin has a band called Pedro the Lion. It's actually just him, but he does have a band that plays live with him. And he's very popular in indie music circles, lives in Portland, has been putting out albums for years, and he... a couple years ago, I found out that because I have a record store, I get these newsletters, he's going to do an album from every place he's lived. So he did Phoenix in 2020, and he just put out an album this year called Havasu. And it's wonderful. He came to town. Jackie helped him a little bit on locations and accommodations. And they filmed it, and it's on YouTube right now. The song's called My First Drum Kit, or First Drum Set. And it's got this amazing little
really?
Girl in it acting through it. It's just a really, really great video.
Interesting.
And so, beautiful scenes of our city and our area.
Okay, so you were telling me he had an album called Phoenix, right?
Yeah.
He lived in Phoenix.
He was born in Phoenix, so the first album was called Phoenix. Then when he was a teenager, his family moved him to Havasu. He wasn't happy about it, but he learned to enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know where they moved next, but I know he lives in Portland now, so... four albums from now or something, you're going to have to see an album about Portland, Oregon.
Or either that or let's hope it's not called Ludlow, right?
Yeah, I hope he didn't move to Ludlow. Or you never know. That could be a very interesting album.
Right, exactly.
I've always been, that's no.
So where can you find this?
You can find it at any record store, on Amazon or anything like that, or on Bandcamp, which is where indie artists sell theirs. So just so we have, I have two CDs at the office, two vinyl, rare vinyl, and even on cassette tape. Remember those things?
Oh, yeah. I'm an 8-track guy myself.
That's
or
right.
Or was. Complete with a matchbook as well, right?
Right.
For when it was double-tracking. So, okay, so you let the cat out of the bag. I didn't. I wasn't going to talk about the record store, but you mentioned that you have a record store. What is that all about?
No, it's just an online record store on eBay, and I buy and sell CDs, vinyl, posters, stuff like that.
Any particular genre?
No. Any genre from classical to pop, you'll find it.
Is this from your personal collection?
Some of it is, but I started it when I was married in order to, because, you know, all of my funds went into the family, and I was still interested in buying and selling records. So I just started my own, I went out and bought somebody's record collection for like $100 and just started selling records, and it's done very well.
You know, local writer Buck Dopp, he does feature pieces.
Right.
You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell him about this. And if he's not listening, he does listen to the show. Oh, that would make a great feature for the Today's News Herald.
I don't know if it's that big of a deal.
It's still a deal. It's all you have to do is write it and submit it.
That's true.
And then the editor decides if it's a big deal, right?
Yeah, Buck's a good guy. He's a real good guy.
Right. Absolutely. We had him on the show during the Havasu Pioneers radio show.
Right.
Recently. And, very, very interesting.
Yeah, he's always been very supportive of the Bureau and their tourism in Havasu, so we appreciate that.
He became my new best friend that day because he gave me a signed copy of his book.
Very cool.
And anybody that brings in swag or gifts or anything like that becomes my new best friend.
Right.
So, you know, we all need a new best friend, right?
What are you saying?
Okay. Well, you do own a record store.
I'll make a note to myself.
All right, yeah. Make me one of those mixtapes.
There you go.
So, lastly, let's talk about the Arizona Office of Tourism grant.
Yeah, so last September, the federal government gave Arizona Office of Tourism some money, COVID funds, and they offered them up to destination management organizations like Go Lake Havasu, and we were very fortunate. We are the largest rural recipient of those funds, the tune of $353,750. We've already spent a large part of that. We started new campaigns to bring visitors in from San Francisco and Chicago. Why those two places? Because they're always bubbling under 4 and 5 and 6 in our engagement with our advertising.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's always Southern California, Las Vegas, Phoenix in that order, but those two are always bubbling. And so we thought
Chicago?
Chicago is big. Yeah.
I'll be darned.
The Midwest is very interested in Lake Havasu. So we did, in fact, next week, I'm going to do an interview for the San Francisco station. The Chicago thing is going very, very well. I know it's working because we've been getting tremendous uptick to our social media and our website from those areas. So.
Wow, how interesting. So when you get a grant like that, does it have to be used for a certain way?
It does. It does. In fact, I had my accountant put it into a separate line item so we could never spend it for anything else. So one grant is specifically for this advertising. The other grant is $125,000 for holidays in Havasu, which means we can now spend some money and make because we receive phone calls from Phoenix, from Las Vegas, wanting to bring senior citizens and kids down on buses. What does Christmas look like in Havasu? So this year, we're going to start making it look like a freaking Christmas village.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
A freaking
yeah.
Christmas village. Very good.
I had to catch myself there for a second. When I get excited, I sometimes...
Yeah, this isn't the podcast.
No.
Not yet.
No.
All right. So anyway, anything we missed before I bring Mike Bonney in?
I don't think so. Except that Mike Bonney just did the audit for Go Lake Havasu, and I think it went very well.
Oh, but you think it did?
No, it went very well.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I say think because numbers aren't my thing, but they're his thing. He says they went well. I believe him.
You and me both, which is why I work in radio, right?
Yeah, that's why I work in tourism.
Exactly. He's sneaking up around the corner,
by the way.
All right. So I put on some firehouse for you.
Perfect.
Don't treat me bad. All right. Terrence Concannon, our guest. He is the president and CEO at Go Lake Havasu. Do not be a stranger.
I won't.
All right.
Have a fantastic weekend, everyone.
Come back when it's 120 out, by the way.
Absolutely. Turn the air conditioning up, though.
We certainly will. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us. I'm Paul Lavoie.
Can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head?
I don't know how that works. You get days off before the holiday.
Before the holiday. I mean, it's not even a holiday weekend, and they get the day off. The 3-day weekend.
We're not going there.
Not going there.
You
got to be here.
Well, yeah.
To hold down the fort.
Well, yeah.
Of course.
That's how it works.
You're the man. You're the man.
I'm trying to be.
You are the man.
I'm trying to be.
All right. What was Terrence saying about me just before I came in?
What was he saying?
That was bad.
Something about an audit.
Oh, yeah.
You got audited or he got audited?
No. I do the Go Lake Havasu audit every year, and I made a presentation at the board meeting the other day, and I don't know if it went over very well, but...
I was going to ask him how the board received it, but I wasn't sure the dynamic between the audit and the board, so I didn't want to go there.
You should have.
Put him on. All right.
I didn't go over well with the city manager, who's a voting member of the board, but...
So Mike Bonney from GDK LLC, everybody, before we get like 5 minutes into the conversation, and I get one of those hate emails, you know.
Yes, that on Facebook.
I call that a nasty gram,
nasty
by the
gram.
Way.
Right. I call letters from the IRS nasty grams.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
right.
Absolutely. You must get like daily IRS stuff. All right, Speak Out brought to you in part
We're so
by.
Far behind.
I'm going to try to get through this billboard.
Oh, okay.
Before I get audited.
Okay.
Brought to you by Horizon Community Bank, also Mojave Community College, GDK LLC. Thank you so much for your sponsorship.
Of course.
We're going to talk about that in a minute. Sun Power by Esme Electric, Herbs Herbs, and by the Lewis team, Remax by the Lake with team leader Bobby Lewis and Julie Lewis. And don't forget, folks, especially with Mike Bonney, I know he does this, put your money where your heart is.
That's
shop
right.
Local.
Absolutely shop local.
Right. Because the job you save may be your own.
That's right. That's absolutely
that's
true.
That's a good one, right?
That's right. That's a good one. That sounds like a chamber ad.
Right, right, right. So, Mike, speaking of sponsorship.
Yes.
Especially Speak Out, because, oh, my. I think you were, when I did the show back in 07 to 2010, I'm pretty sure GDK might have been a sponsor back then. I know you've been a sponsor for a long time,
but I don't
program.
Think we go back quite that far.
Because Brian does, you know, Springberg.
Springberg, oh yeah.
But
he came with the station.
But
right,
he was the player to be named later.
Right,
right,
exactly.
So,
exactly.
All right, so knowing what I know and how long you've advertised in that, why Speak Out? Why would you choose this show to put your, you're a money guy. You spend money wisely.
Yeah,
so
I didn't look at the demographics, quite frankly, but Speak Out is pretty popular in Lake Havasu. I think there's a lot of listeners out there.
12.
12 of them, mm-hmm. And I'm 13.
Okay.
I'm 14. 13 is not a lucky number, but anyhow, I did it not necessarily to get new clients. I really, quite honestly, only have a handful of clients as a result of our sponsorship. It was more of loyalty to the owner and the relationship.
Sure.
The relationship that I have with Steve and Tracy.
So yours is more of an image advertising,
yeah,
in the community. We support community.
Yeah, we support community, and by being out there, being 1 hour of advertising, not an hour of advertising, but a couple of times in that hour, our name is front and center. As opposed, I don't like print advertising because it can be thrown away.
You didn't have to go that far, but
well,
okay.
But,
thanks for that.
Yeah, but no, radio in this particular network, so to speak, and this particular station in this particular hour is very good for us.
Oh, that's wonderful,
yeah,
to hear.
Very good.
Thanks
for
so
me.
Much. Okay. So tax season.
And we're doing the Memorial Day Jerry Stewart.
Yes, you are.
Sponsorship there too.
I
as
did
well.
Hear that.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for that.
Very proud of that.
And the stories in this new one.
Oh.
By the way, folks, that airs not this weekend, but next Saturday and Sunday at 4 p.m. You'll have Barbecue Radio Nation at 2, and then I think there's right. something between 3 and 4, and then Jerry Stewart's hour is from 4 to 5. And there's some new stories in there of heroism.
Can't
and
wait.
World War II letters. And oh,
very
it's,
proud
yeah.
to sponsor that show.
It's really, really, really
right.
good.
Right.
So we're almost sold out.
Really?
Yeah.
And oh, that's great.
It's still a week away.
That's
so,
great.
Yeah, Jerry Stewart's very popular here.
Yeah.
So tax season, thank goodness you're alive after tax season. You made it.
Well, that's just the first phase of tax season. The second phase is we're in the process of second phase with the corporate extensions due September 15th and the personal extensions due October 15th. And they're still rolling in. People are still, well, okay, let me get that, I guess. It's hot outside. I might as well sit inside in the AC and get my tax stuff together.
Well, I heard on Facebook today that April was National Procrastination Month, but it was posted today. Isn't that great?
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, I'm going to get around to joining that club someday.
Yeah, me too, someday.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, right.
Oh, that is me to a
yeah.
T. But, okay, so you talked about these extensions and that, and I actually did pay my quarterlies on the 15th. I didn't wait till the 18th.
Oh, you're the man.
Yeah, I did it. I did it. I did it.
We appreciate that.
So now the quarterly dates are not really quarterly.
No, they're not quarterly.
So
it's the IRS's definition of quarterly.
Yeah, it's their twisted version of quarterly, so
yes.
they can hit you with penalties.
Yes, yes.
So June 15th,
and September 15th, and January 15th of the following year, and unless the 15th falls on a weekend, and then this the next business day.
Yeah, you told me that last time. I actually put them in my calendar.
Did you? You're a good man.
You have
to. So you can't forget. Did you put a notification on there
yeah.
so you get notified every time?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. Right. That's like three days before because I'm a procrastinator.
Okay.
So there you have it. So, okay, those extensions that people file, what happens if they don't meet those dates? Like, they're supposed to, you have to file an extension if you didn't file on by April 18th, right?
The extension is only extends the due date of the return, not the payment of any balance due. So if any taxpayer had a balance due on April 18th and they chose not to file the tax return or pay the tax and got an extension, well, guess what? The extension is null and void. The extension serves no purpose. Because, as I said, the extension is only to extend the tax return, not the payment of any balance due. The payment of any balance due was still due April 18th. If they failed to pay it, guess what? They're going to pay a penalty.
You can still do the payment plan, though, correct? If you owe?
Yeah, there's an option.
I mean, I've had to do that in the past.
Yeah, there's an option to pay monthly. With an installment agreement.
Right.
It's pretty, if it's less than $50,000, it's rubber stamp, but you have to apply. But the IRS will approve it without any further, additional financial information. If it's over $50,000, then you gotta provide a lot of financial information, a financial statement.
Oh,
it's nasty. So don't get in that situation.
Right, right. Okay, so I went to lunch the other day with somebody who has a coworker with children, and they got what is it? The
child tax credit.
The child tax credit ahead of time.
Advanced child tax credit.
And then they ended up, I don't know, somebody ended up owing quite a lot of money.
Because they got it in advance, probably, best guess, and I don't know the
individual.
Is that
common, I guess, is what I'm asking.
No, it isn't really. It actually worked quite the opposite for anybody who had a child in 2021. Because the IRS wasn't aware of it, so they couldn't get the advance, and that was worth $3,600 for the whole year, even if the child was born in December. Because the child tax credit in 2021 was $3,000 for a child between the ages of 6 and 17, and $3,600 for a child under 6. And as you alluded to, starting in July, they being the IRS, sent advanced child tax credit payments to everybody who had children on their 2019 or 2020 tax return, depending on when that 2020 return was filed.
Mm-hmm.
So, for every child over the age of 6, they got $250 a month. Every child under 6 got $300 a month in advance. Then when the tax return was prepared, the tax return reconciled the advance payments with what was actually due and like, for instance, the $3,000, you got $1,500 in advance, so that subtracted from the $3,000 child tax credit.
Yeah, right.
So you got $1,500 credit when you filed the tax return. Refundable, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, and $3,600 if there's a child under the age of 6.
Mm-hmm.
So if the taxpayer had a child born in 2021, of course the IRS wasn't aware of it because you don't have to report that birth yet. It's a socialist country that we're becoming. We don't have to report children when they're born, only on the tax return, which is filed after the fact. So anyhow, my point is that taxpayer is entitled to a $3,600 credit, all of which is refundable when they filed their 2021 tax return.
I got you.
Did that make sense?
Yes.
All of that makes sense?
It makes sense.
Okay.
It makes sense. Good. Dollars and cents, by the way.
Dollars and cents, right. Yes. To some people, it was advantageous. To some people, it worked just the opposite, especially in situations where they are child or children of divorced parents, and the parents alternate claiming the dependency.
That was the situation of this person.
Exactly.
And so that's where she got burned.
Exactly. Yeah. She got the advanced child tax credit based on a return that she filed claiming the child, and then the subsequent year she was unable, by agreement, unable to claim that child. Well, guess what? That child tax credit went away in its entirety, and she had to pay it back, the whole $1,500.
Right.
Either reduction of the refund or additional balance due.
Wow.
All of that, part of what I brought with me today in preparation of this, all of that we've just been talking about expired at the end of 2021. So that advanced child tax credit went away in its entirety, but the child tax credit of $3,600 dropped back down to pre-21 tax levels.
Which was 15, right?
Bear with me.
Okay, look that up. I'm going to give out the number.
Okay.
928-854-5687. 928-854-KNTR if you want to talk to Mike Bonney, GDK, LLC. Maybe you have a tax question. Phone line is open, so give us a call. Did you find it?
Oh, I didn't. But
man, I gave you enough time.
Yeah, $1,500, but it's not refundable.
Oh, boy.
It's a convoluted tax credit. Only part of it is refundable, $1,400, I believe. And it gets a little complicated, but it all reverts back to pre-21 law because Congress did not extend the one-time advantage.
Although Democrats wanted to, if I remember right.
Yeah, probably, because they need the votes.
I think the House, they had the votes. Senate, they did not.
But they're looking for taxpayer votes.
Right.
So let's give away money, and we're going to buy your vote that way because it's illegal to buy votes.
Right.
So let's just give everybody taxpayer dollars.
And the fact that Capitol Hill hates mean tweets. We got to remember that.
Really? Yeah. They don't like
tweets. Anyway, you were going to were you going to expand on this subject, or you brought something else in, Mike?
No, I'm not going to expand. I think we beat that horse to death.
A little bit.
Another advantage, if you will, or tax law in 2021 was the child and dependent credit, tax credit. The 2021 credit was worth 20 to 50% of up to $8,000 in eligible expenses for one qualifying dependent, or $16,000 for two. Which
20 to 50% of that?
Yes.
Holy moly!
Yes. So it was worth $8,000 if you had one dependent, and or up to $16,000 if you had two. Well, all of that is gone. Thankfully.
Yes.
Yeah, from two people who no longer have children that
haven't had for almost 30 years. Yeah. 20 years for me.
Right.
That age.
Right. The maximum credit for 2022, and part of that was, it was all fully refundable. The $8,000 and $16,000, fully refundable. That's key. For 2022, the child and dependent care credit is non-refundable, and the maximum credit percentage drops from 50% to 35%. Fewer expenses are eligible for the credit too. For 2022, the credit is only allowed up to $3,000 of expenses. Or $6,000 if you have more than one dependent.
That's still a nice chunk of change.
It is. And unfortunately or unfortunately, depending on which side of the equation you are at, the credit is phased out for people earning $125,000 or more. So it is means tested and theoretically going to those who... Well, I don't even want to go there.
I won't go there.
Okay.
It's means tested. Let me put it that way.
Mike, I wanted to ask you, and I know you don't have a crystal ball in that, and I've looked at, because I've taken mileage off on some of my Schedule Cs, especially in the past couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see that rate? I think it's 56 cents a mile right now.
It's actually 58 and a half for 2022. It went up.
I would think that would go up a lot more than that.
In previous years, mid-year, we've seen the IRS adjust that upward based on the cost of those expenses. And, yes, you and Terrence were talking earlier on the show about the high gas prices and so on and the effect it's having on tourism locally. Havasu seems to come out on the good end of all of this. You know, during the pandemic, other communities were suffering because of the lockdowns and so on. We didn't see that, and actually quite the opposite. Terrence was talking of record revenues
right.
for the city, which is a good thing. I don't know why I'm going there, but
it's short trip syndrome is what
yes,
it is.
Yes, and I think we'll see more of that this summer.
Just like we did during the pandemic.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, well.
I don't know what you're about to say, so I can't even shake my head and comment. Thanks, Mike.
No, that's okay. But back to your question, and no, I don't have a crystal ball, but I do expect the IRS to revise that 58.5 cents upwards because it's costing more.
Okay, so I'm told via text, that's what I've been fiddling around with over here, that people that want to join the Kiwanis flag program, where they put the flag in the front yard during the day, during a holiday like Memorial Day that's coming up, that Monday, the 30th, I believe, is Memorial Day this year.
That's correct.
If you want a flag in the yard for Memorial Day, contact Kiwanis. It's Kiwanis Flag Program, LHC@gmail.com, and I believe it's $40 a year for 7 holidays.
Okay.
Is that tax deductible?
No.
It is not.
Kiwanis, if the Kiwanis Club itself is the recipient of that $40, then Kiwanis Club is not a 501c3 organization.
Actually, we are.
Kiwanis Club or Kiwanis Foundation?
Kiwanis, I believe that goes, I'm not sure if that
if goes,
it goes
to the foundation, then it is a, actually, no.
But I know we do have a 501c3 number.
It's a foundation.
Okay.
Because the club is a service club.
Yes.
It's 501c4, I believe.
Okay.
But even if it goes to the C3, technically, you received something in return for the $40, i.e. the flags. So, no, it's not a charitable contribution deductible because you received something for that contribution.
Well, you'd have to itemize anyway, correct?
Well, A, yes, you have to
and
itemize.
And the standard deduction is what, $12,000 now?
12
for single filers.
6 or 8 for single, double that for married filing
right.
joint, and add another $1,400 if you're over 65.
Wow.
So yeah. It's significant.
Thank you, President Trump.
Yes. And it reduces the opportunity for the IRS to audit those taxpayers because they're not itemizing their deductions. And most income is verifiable with the IRS, i.e. 1099 gets reported to the IRS, W-2s, 1099 interest, 1099 dividend.
Oh, right.
The IRS already has all that information, so there's nothing to audit, or very little to audit, except Schedule Cs, of course.
Sure.
Where was I going with this?
I don't know, Mike.
Dan DeLosantos. I saw him at the Chamber Mixer, and I thought he was going to call in today.
Oh, I see. Anyway, I promise the audience I play a song that'll stick in their head for like 3 days.
Okay.
So, because I'm always playing good music with you, but I thought Baby Shark was perfect for that.
Yes.
Mike, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure, my friend. Always a pleasure.
This is like my final revenge on the listener before the weekend, right? If you didn't call into the show, it's your fault.
Yeah, that's right.
It's your fault.
It's
by
your fault,
this.
And now you're going to have this song in your head all weekend.
So I'm told by Treasurer David Lane that it's not too late to join the flag program, and I have the payment info and the P.O. box and all of that. I can give that to you if you call the station.
Can he verify that it is or is not a charitable
contribution?
He
probably can, but I don't have time. I'm running out of time. Mike, thanks for joining us
today. My pleasure, my friend.
I appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Always
a pleasure.
All right,
I'll be back with more in a moment. Stay with us. All right, welcome back to Speak Out. On Monday, County Supervisor Buster Johnson scheduled on the show. We'll have someone from Vitalant in Las Vegas as well. We've got Mayor Cal Sheehy on Tuesday, Principal Scott Becker on Wednesday, along with Alyssa Zawisa. Brian Springberg will be back on Thursday, and then we've got a special show on that Friday before Memorial Day with Sheriff Doug Schuster and Roger Galloway out on the lake talking about safety. All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you on Monday on Speak Out.
This is KNTR Talk, AJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3, the voice of the free.